So there's a couple of different issues around Ireland in regards to trawling. So one of the big ones would be the trawling that's happening around the 6 nautical miles, so in really close to shore. And this is happening not just around Donegal and Sligo and Leitrim area, but all around the coast. This is a really big issue because there are huge trawlers that are over 18 metres in length that are coming in close to shore, and they're able to take up huge amounts of fish and damage marine ecosystems. There used to be a ban on this, but it unfortunately was overturned just on a red tape legal matter last year. But if we were able to get the ban on these large trawlers back in place in the inshore areas, it would be a huge step for marine conservation in Ireland. Aside from that, bottom trawling is also a big issue. So bottom trawling is a really damaging practice, and this happens offshore as well in Ireland, not just inshore. And it's where a boat will drag a net along the seafloor and basically take out everything in its path. So it's been described as if we were, you know, if you went into a forest and took a bulldozer to the forest and all you were trying to do was collect some apples, but you're knocking down and destroying and killing everything in the path just to collect these few apples. So that's basically what's happening in Irish waters as well.
And, you know, Grace, there has been a number of reports in recent times of the amount of aquatic life showing up dead on beaches around the northwest, in particular southwest Donegal. And how important for you is it that the government, the Irish government, take action and put rules in place to protect the environment, to protect the people, not only of this region, but of Ireland in general? Because it's a very serious issue that is somewhat time sensitive as well, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and I've seen some of these images as well of the wildlife that is turning up dead on shore. You know, some of these animals, like some of the porpoises or dolphins, you know, they're showing clear injuries from nets. So you can tell that it is being done from destructive fishing, which is really heartbreaking. And it's very important that, you know, the government puts in places to reduce bycatch. Bottom trawling is a fishing method that has the highest level of bycatch. And bycatch is just basically whenever dolphins or seabirds or any other animal that isn't the quota fish species that they're trying to catch ends up getting caught and killed in these nets. But yeah, it's definitely extremely time sensitive. And last year there was an independent poll done as well, which showed that 86% of Irish people would support stricter protection in marine protected areas, and 78% of Irish people would support a ban on bottom trawling within these areas.